I am recording Tehillim Nunaleph 51, Lamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. This is a strong prayer, a song for David. What is this song for? What is this song all about? Bavo Elav Nosan Hanavi. When Nosan Hanavi, the Navi, came, Kasher Ba El Bas Shava. When David cohabited with Bathsheba, he lived with Bathsheba, and he took her for a wife. And we're all familiar with the story, how David felt that he had acted inappropriately, but he did not recognize the true essence of his sin till the Navi came and told him about the sin, even though Bathsheba was already divorced, as the Tosfos explains in the Gemara. Still, this was certainly an inappropriate action for somebody of David's caliber. So, what is the song? When somebody is rebuked, is that a reason for song? And our Chazal tell us that David came to the highest level of tshuva, of repentance. And for this, that he recognized to do tshuva, he sang this song. We're also told that when Adam Rishon said Mizmar Shir LeYom HaShabbos, what is the Mizmar to the day of Shabbos? We're told that Adam Rishon met Cain, who killed his brother, and Adam said to Cain, "What's happening, Cain?" Cain said, "Great, great news." So Adam Rishon said, "What great news?" He says, "I did a sin, and I did tshuva, and I was accepted." So Adam Rishon says, "You mean you can actually fix a sin? You can actually fix an avera? If someone did something wrong, that's wrong. How can you fix it?" He says, "No, you can fix it. You can do tshuva. You can always do tshuva." So Adam Rishon was so impressed that he said, "Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos," because that's when he found out about the tshuva. As we continue, Pasuk Gimel, Chaneni Elokim Kechasdecha. It's really a two-step process. Give me love, Hashem, according to your chesed. In other words, look at my sin and take care of me, just as a doctor takes care of his patient. So you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David implores Hashem to take care of him. Just like someone goes to a doctor who doesn't have money, he says to the doctor, "Here, look, take everything I have, just heal me." Similarly, David came to Hashem and said, "Chaneni Elokim kechesdecha." Give me love, Hashem, according to your chesed. Karov rachamecha machay peshoi. According to your great rachmim, erase my rebellion. In other words, completely erase it. Do the whole job. Kapseni mavoni. Cleanse me. Give me a good washing for my sin. Mechatosi. And for my sin, tareni. Make me tahar. We're also told a chait means missing. And when a person has a chait, something is missing. And that we call tahareni, cleanse me. Ki pishayai, my sin, ani eita, I'm aware of. V'chatasi, and my sin, negdi summit, is always in front of me. So not like we're told by the leitim yalitz asham, that a leitz makes fun of sins. A tzaddik takes sin very seriously, and it's always in front of him. V'cha levad chachatasi. So one might think to say, of course you don't like to do sin, because you put it in front of human beings. Therefore, you're embarrassed in front of human beings. So we're told, L'cha levat chachatasi. To you alone I sin. V'hara b'enecha. I did evil in your eyes. Asisi. I did. L'man titzdak b'davrecha. You should be justified in your words. Tizke b'shavtecha. And pure in your mishpatim, in your mishpat, in your justice. In other words, I said, I can withstand any test. Now I see, Hashem, I could not withstand the test of Bathsheba. People will come to see that a person can do tshuva, so you'll be justified in your justice. People will see what a wonderful world you made, that a person can do a sin and can be cleansed from it. Hain, yes, ba'avan chololti. I was created in sin. Ubechet, and with sin, echemasni imi. My mother was warmed up. So when you take a look at this pasuk, is what kind of sin was David created in? And Chazal tell us a number of stories, but the Poshut Pshat is that since when two people are engaged in cohabiting, there cannot be a pure act. There has to be some sort of sin, some sort of a thought that is impure or improper. So it is considered ba'avon chololti. I was created in sin. So therefore, since this is part of my nature, can I be blamed for making an error in judgment in regard to this area? Ubechet, and with the sin, yechemasni imi, my mother warmed up, because in every pregnancy there is warmth, and when two people have relations. Hein emes chafatzta vatuchos. Yes, it's true. What do you want? You want, like the kidneys are smooth, you want pure and smooth things. Or some say to the kidneys, they give ideas, pure ideas. Uvesasum chachma todieni. And with the covered over of the chachma in the heart, you'd make me admit to my sin. What's covered over? Techateni ve'ezov. Now, we're told that a person who sins is just like he's defiled with a dead person. As I said before, the Sadiqim took their sin very seriously. And they were told when a person takes his sin seriously, Hashem forgives it. When he doesn't take his sin seriously, then Hashem is very upset with it. So cleanse me, just like with Azov, with the grass, that the person who is defiled with a mace needs to have grass and mechatus is sprinkled on him, the etar, and I'll be pure. Techapseni, wash me, O Mishelek Alpin, I'll be more pure than snow. Tashmieni, give me the good news that my tshuva was accepted. Then, Soson, the Simcha, I'll have tremendous happiness. Segelna, I will have delight. Atzamos, Dichisa, for the when you punish me, you crushed my bones. Haster panecha mechato'oi. Then, after I do tshuva, you can hide your face from my sins. V'kol avonosai mechei, and all my sins will be erased. Leiv tahar baroli elokim. A pure heart, Hashem, you created in me. V'ruach nachon, and a straight spirit, chadesh b'kirbi. You energize within me. Al tashlichenu milfanecha. Don't throw me away from in front of your face. V'ruach kachecha, and your Holy Spirit of nevuah, al tikach mimeni, don't take away from me. Hashiva li sason ishecha. Give back to me the happiness of your help. V'ruach nediva tismacheni, and the spirit of giving you will support me with. Alamda poshim derachecha. Now that I know what tshuva is, and people see that a person can do tshuva, and we're told that David HaMelech only did the sin, so he should be able to show people how to do tshuva. So I will show people how to do tshuva. V'chatayim elecha yeshuvu. And those people who do sins will come back to you. Hatileni midamim. Save me from evil acts of killing, Elohim, Elokei Teshuasi, the God of my help, Tirane Lashoni Tzidkasecha. Then my tongue will sing of your tzidkas, of your greatness. Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach. Hashem, open my lips in Torah, Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha. Then my mouth will be able to tell the praise of Hashem. I saw in the Sefer many years ago, 10 ways to improve a person's davening. How do you improve your prayer? And the Sefer, it was someplace printed with a Siddur of the Vilna Gaon, it said that the first thing a person has to do to daven better is to learn better. Because learning brings a person closer to Hashem. Once you're close to Hashem, it's easier to get closer. If you're far away, it's very hard to get close. So we find many times that there are problems in decorum, in the synagogue, in shul. The problem is not the davening, the problem is the learning. If a person increases his learning, he becomes more sensitive, and therefore he has more mara hamikdosh. Kilo sachpots zevach. Because you, Hashem, you don't want a sacrifice because a person sinned. Vetena, if I have to give it, I'll give it. Ola lo sirtze, you don't want an ola. Zivche elakim ruach nishbara. What do you want? A broken spirit. A person should feel that he has to do tshuva. That's what he wants. Lev nishbar v'nitche elakim lo sivze. A heart that is broken and crushed down, Hashem doesn't throw it away. We are told that a person likes new things. Nobody likes a broken thing, except Hashem. Hashem loves broken hearts and hearts that are coming back to Him. Hitiva v'rtzoncha. Make your will go to Tzion. Tivne chomos Yushalayim, and build the walls of Yushalayim. Oz tachbots zivchei tzedek. Then you want the pure sacrifices. Ola v'cholil, and ola, and completely burnt up on the Mizbeach. Oz yalu, then we'll bring up al mizbechecha, on your Mizbeach. Purim, we'll bring up sacrifices. We'll come to the base of Mikdash, the mehera b'yameinu, with the schus of tshuva.